Is self-diagnosis valid? Let's discuss. Are you overwhelmed by motherhood and barely keeping your head above water? Are you confused and frustrated by how all the other moms make it look so easy? You can't figure out how to manage the chaos in your mind, your home, or your family. I get you, mama. Parenting with ADHD is hard. Here is your permission slip to let go of the Pinterest-worthy visions of organization and structure fit for everyone else. Let's do life like our brains do life, creatively, lovingly, and with all our might. When we embrace who we are and how our brains work, we can figure out how to live our lives successfully, and in turn, lead our families well. At the end of the day, we just want to be good moms, but spoiler alert, you are already a great mom. ADHD does not mean you're doomed to be a hot mess, mama. You can rewrite your story from shame spiral to success story. And I'll be right here beside you to cheer you on. Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. I love reading your reviews. And unfortunately, I can only read the reviews on Apple Podcasts that exist in the U.S., so even though the podcast is rated in the top podcast for over 30 countries, I can't see any of them. So would you do me a favor? If you are in another country besides the US, would you go to the ratings and reviews section on Apple Podcasts and take a screenshot and send it to me? You can email it to me at hello@patriciasung.com, or you can send me a direct message with a screenshot on Instagram. Either way, I would be much appreciative because I would love to see and read everyone's reviews, not just the ones that I can see. In addition to that, if you review on another app that's not Apple Podcasts, send me that too. I want to read them all. This week's review is from Colleen in Tacoma. It says, "Tears. I knew this was going to be a gift for me when I started crying during your intro. Just hearing you say that we're already great moms hit me so hard. I've constantly berated myself with how hard this journey has been. I only have one son who's 8 now, and I can't imagine having another because it's so hard. I always say there should be a separate word other than hard to express the degree of how hard it feels for me. Thank you for this podcast. It's given me hope, and I'm starting to feel less negative and less like a failure." That's huge. You're doing important work. Thank you for doing it. Well, Colleen, I'm pretty sure we all have felt that level of hard if we're listening to this podcast. And I agree, we do need a better word. But know that you are not alone. There are literally thousands of moms here, right here with you. We're doing it together. And we're not failures. We're all doing our very best. And that's what matters. So speaking of difficult things, let's talk about getting a diagnosis. Why should you get a professional diagnosis? Is a self-diagnosis enough? Well, the answer lies within you. If you don't need any of these things I'm about to talk to you about, then you don't have to get a professional diagnosis. For a lot of people, self-diagnosing is totally fine. What really matters is that when you know that your brain works differently, you then have the new direction, if you will, to know how you can structure your life to make sense for your brain. So knowing that you have ADHD means you can structure your life in a way that makes sense for ADHD brains. Then you know you can implement strategies that fit someone who is neurodivergent. But you don't have to have another person tell you that your brain works that way to know that these kinds of strategies will work for you. So if you know how your brain works and these strategies that I talk about make sense to you, then you're like, cool, you might be good to go. I understand how when you go to get a diagnosis, there are so many hurdles that we have to jump through to get there between the cost and the time and the paperwork and finding the right person to work with. It's a lot. So for you, it might not be worth jumping through all those hoops. But I'll be honest, I always recommend getting a professional diagnosis from a knowledgeable provider. But why? The main reason for me is that we want to look at your full picture of mental health, your mental well-being. ADHD rarely travels by itself. There are so many things that come along with it, whether you have things like anxiety and depression, and you've got bipolar and physical things like chronic fatigue. We also seem to have a lot of autoimmune issues. I haven't read any research on that, but just from personal experience, there feels like there's a lot of us with this issue, which I could totally go on a tangent here, but I'm going to rein it in. We also have things like learning disabilities, like dyslexia or dyscalculia, or Lund syndrome, which we talked about a couple weeks ago. We have the hormonal implications that come with PMDD. Like, there's just so many ways that ADHD can be mixed in with other things. For example, if you are also autistic, you would be much better served to look at both of those things, because you can't really separate out you as a person in only one layer, right? Or if you have multiple things like ADHD and autism, they interplay together, they affect each other. And we want to look at that whole picture, not just the one thing. Your full well-being matters. And when you speak with a professional, they can help you kind of suss out what are the things that are making the biggest impact and where should you start first. Now, often ADHD is where you should start first because it's layering on the anxiety and the depression. However, we can't just look at one in isolation. In some cases, someone may be so deep in depression that maybe you're thinking about suicidal thoughts, and that needs to be addressed immediately. That's far more important than addressing your ADHD. That is like what's on fire, and that needs to be taken care of first. You need to be taken care of first. You have to get yourself well enough to be able to implement the treatments that go along to take care of your ADHD. If you're struggling with addiction, that has to be handled first. You need to be healthy there first because we can't make permanent change when we're in that place, in those deep, dark holes. We need to reach out and get help for those things first. So that's why I want you to reach out to someone who is knowledgeable and a professional can help you sort through the many layers of who you are and get a treatment plan that makes sense for you because we're all different. We all have different layers. We all have different pieces of the ADHD pie and all of its friends. And there's never going to be an answer of everyone should start with step one, then everyone should start with this step two because we're all different. There's no blanket answer. And meeting with a professional allows you to figure out what needs to be addressed first. Now on to the obvious choice, reason number two that everyone talks about and thinks that's really the reason people tell me they think they need a diagnosis is this one, is if they want medication. Yes, you do need an official diagnosis to get medication. But again, medication is just one tool in your toolbox. It is a very helpful tool, but it's not for everyone. Everyone needs a different kind and it's only one tool. Reason number three you may want a diagnosis is to have accommodations. If you are currently in school or in a work environment where you could do well with some extra assistance, having that professional diagnosis with the letter of accommodations that comes with it will legally require those entities to support you. Now, this is a whole other can of worms that I can't open today, putting that on the docket, because it depends on your situation, whether or not that's helpful to you. Whether or not your company is big enough that they can help you with this. It may cause more problems to tell people at work. It may end up making your life a lot easier. I don't know. But given your situation, it may be really helpful to have accommodations at work. Now, when it comes to school, as a former teacher, I've taught in both public and private schools. There's a very rare case where I would recommend that you not tell the school what's going on for a student. To be honest, I can't think of any. I'm sure there's one that exists out there. But to me, if you're telling me that the school's better off not knowing for the well-being of you or your child, my question would be, is this really the place for you? Is this really the place for your child? So as a blanket statement, it is usually beneficial to let the school know about your learning disabilities so that you can get the accommodations in place to help you. Reason number four, another way that having a professional diagnosis can help us is the validation. Now, some people don't need the validation, but more often than not, we would do well with having someone tell us, yes, you are correct. You are struggling. This is a valid thing. It's not made up in your head. You truly have a different kind of brain and you are moving through this world in a different way. And that's why it feels hard. There's a good chance that you've spent a lot of your time doubting yourself and your decisions. And having someone tell you, yes, this is real, can really bolster your self-esteem. You feel more comfortable and confident and competent because you have strong evidence that says, yes, this is real. Do you wish there was a way to feel like you're not failing at life and motherhood every day? I know what it's like to run around all day like a headless chicken, stressed because you're late to everything, and when you finally sit down after the kids are in bed, you think about how you didn't get anything done, and somehow your to-do list is longer than when you started out this morning. You're tired, drowning, and feel like you'll never catch up. But imagine this. When you sit down at the end of the night, there's no Mount Laundry, you know it's for dinner, you spend some quality time with your kids, and Medusa Mom didn't even rear her ugly head at bedtime. And you did something kind just for yourself today. If you did even one of those things today, you'd be thrilled, right? It's not a fairy tale, Mama. There are other moms with ADHD getting their days together, and you can too. That's why I created Time Management Mastery for ADHD Moms, where I teach you how to create a rhythm for your day in an ADHD-friendly way that puts the lengthy to-do list of motherhood on automate, so you don't have to think about when you'll sweep next or how you'll find time to pay that bill you've been putting off. You'll be able to make a plan for your day that is fluid enough for your ADHD brain to stick with, but structured enough to feel like you're in control. Remember, our rhythms and routines serve us, not the other way around. Over the next 11 weeks, you will create a flexible framework for your day and walk away with a community of moms who understand you and are cheering you on and say, I'm right there with you. Because being a mom is hard. We will get off track. That's just part of ADHD, but now you will have the support to get back on track when you are struggling. We meet weekly to help us remember, oh yeah, we're working on a goal. Most importantly, you'll learn about how your ADHD brain works so that you make decisions from a place of confidence, because a healthy mama leads a healthy family. Being proactive comes from a place of strength, which takes a ton of strain off your relationships because you are in a better place. When you're ready to lighten your load by making a daily plan and figuring out what makes sense for your ADHD brain and enjoying more of your motherhood, it's time to sign up for the Time Management Mastery for ADHD Moms program. The program's starting right now. Hello, immediate gratification. So sign up right now at bit.ly/ADHD framework. That is bit.ly/ADHD framework. And that's all lowercase letters. bit.ly/ADHD framework. So sign up now before you forget, okay? I can't wait to help you feel good about your day, but more importantly, I want you to feel good about yourself. So sign up at bit.ly/ADHD framework. Reason number 5 that this may be helpful for you to have a professional diagnosis is that it may help you within your personal relationships in easing the stress and lowering some of the tensions that are there. Because if you have someone who's really important to you and they love you, but they're getting frustrated with the way that they feel they've been treated or the way that life is shaking out, sometimes, and not always, sometimes that helps for them to know, like, you're not doing these things on purpose. You genuinely have a medical condition that explains, not excuses, why you do things differently. And in some relationships, that can help give people more patience with us and be a little more understanding. Now, some people having a professional diagnosis will literally not change their mind and do nothing for you, but again, everyone's different. Now, the last reason, number 6, that I would say, here's a reason you definitely need a professional diagnosis, is that if you plan to work in the ADHD arena and you plan on helping others and say, I'm an ADHD coach or a speaker or what have you, and you're going to ask people to pay you money to help them with their ADHD, and you're saying, I have ADHD too, I understand where you're coming from, then to me, you should have a professional diagnosis. You shouldn't go around telling everyone you have ADHD and taking people's money if you don't actually know for sure you have ADHD. To me, that's just an icky, kind of sketchy thing. No, thank you. Because there's always that what if. What if you don't? And here you are going around telling people that you're helping them and that you understand them and you don't actually have the same kind of brain. It's a little screwed up, right? A lot of people are coming to you and trusting you because of what you said. And not to say that you can't help them if you don't have ADHD. It's just you need to be honest with people. Now, this is a really touchy subject because there's always that one bad apple that ruins the whole barrel in saying that they have some kind of disability when they don't. And then it makes all the other people who are questioning whether or not they have ADHD doubt themselves and feel like, oh, I'm just jumping on the bandwagon to get a piece of that disability pie. And while it seems utterly ridiculous when you say out loud that people are fighting for the disability pie, why would you want some disability when you don't have any? But there are. There are some people who make really bad choices and will ruin it for the rest of us. But those people who do that are usually few and far between. Usually when someone's coming to me and saying, Patricia, I think I have ADHD. You say all these things and it sounds like me, and I'm struggling with this and this. There's a pretty good chance that they're right. You know yourself better than anyone else. Even if you haven't been told that you do or haven't been given that validation, you know yourself well. Because when we look inside our hearts and say, am I doing the research? Am I truly understanding what it says when I say I'm part of this protected group of people? Who's not really that protected, but you know what I mean. Am I taking advantage of this situation? I gotta be honest, 99.9% of people who are questioning that, if you are questioning whether or not this is you, then you're probably one of those people that truly has ADHD. It's just like when people worry about being a good mom, it's like you're worried about being a good mom because you are a good mom. If you weren't worried about doing your job well and raising your kids well, then I'd be concerned. But usually those people who are so worried about whether or not they're doing a good job, it's because they want to do their best. And trying your best to be a great mom makes you a great mom. And trying your best to understand ADHD and figure out whether this is truly the diagnosis you have means that you're being responsible and asking the right questions to figure out if this is you. That means that you're doing right by the rest of our community to say, I want to make sure that I'm honoring this group of people before I jump on the bandwagon. So all this to say, you don't need a piece of paper to tell you that you have ADHD. You don't need another person to tell you you have ADHD to know you have ADHD. And yes, in some ways it is a requirement. Like if you're working with the ADHD community and you're saying, I have ADHD, or you'd like to get medicine as one of your tools, or you'd like to get accommodations in school or work. Yes, these are times when you need a diagnosis. But just wanting a diagnosis, just wanting to know for yourself is enough. That is a good enough reason to go get one. Because it's for you, in your mental well-being, and how you feel and move and interact in this world, that matters. So if you're questioning whether or not you have ADHD, you are welcome to choose self-diagnosis and you are welcome to seek out help from someone who is well experienced in ADHD and ask questions. Get some answers so that you feel better in your heart and in your mind and in your soul. And now that we've talked about why you might want to go down this path, we're going to talk next week with Dr. Sasha Hamdani about how to go about getting your diagnosis and plenty more. So after these two episodes, I hope that you feel confident in knowing enough information to where you know what to do. What's the right choice for you? Have an amazing week, Successful Mama, and we'll talk soon. For more resources, classes, and community, head over to my website, motherhoodinadhd.com.